We gonna get it, yeah, we bout to ride. NW to the day that we die. Millennials and you know we a vibe. Keenan the host and you know he the guy. If you don't have time, you can listen on the go. Listen to the podcast on your drive home. You can watch the podcast right on your phone. It'll keep your interest like a bank.
We keep it real, it's nothing less. Always stay humble, they wanna flex. Gotta thank God, know that we blessed. Never gonna quit, life is a test.
Millennials versus the world. Millennials versus the world. Millennials versus the world.
Millennials versus the world.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy K.Mims, man. Welcome back to another Thoughtful Thursday. Whew, hope everybody's making it through the week. Hope everybody's been grinding, man. Hope everybody is prospering, thriving, surviving, whatever you're doing. Salute to you because you're doing it. So, this Thoughtful Thursday is about imposter syndrome, man. My career, everything has just been moving so fast sometimes, man. You really, first of all, if you don't know what imposter syndrome is when you feel like you don't belong in a space, even though you've put in the work and you're deserving of it. You just feel like somebody's going to figure you out to be an imposter in this space, even though you're meant to be there. So it's basically like a whole bunch of doubting, a whole bunch of, you know, not self-sabotage, but a whole bunch of, you know, self-reflection in a negative way and thinking that you don't belong and feeling like somebody's going to come along and be like, yeah, nah, you know, they don't belong here. But in reality, you do. And I feel like I've been going through that a little bit lately, man. I feel like a lot of the things that's been happening recently that's been really good, it's just weird getting out your head of like you belong in this group of people or you belong in this group of, you know, in this level of success, or you deserve the things that are coming to you, or you deserve the things that you've worked hard for. It's just really hard to accept it, you know? And it's weird because you work for it. It's just weird. And I'm sitting here shooting this Thoughtful Thursday, and all I can think about is all the things I've been feeling about how I got here. And like all these great things happening, it feel like somebody could just come and be like, hey man, you don't belong, and take it away. But I deserve it. But imposter syndrome is very real. Like even in my career, man, it's a lot of things that's happening that I didn't even see coming. But I've worked the last 10 years in education for this moment. But when this moment came, I felt like, you know, damn, could this really happen to me? Can I really be the person that changes lives on, you know, on X level? So it's kind of like crazy to see like the impact of hard work, really. The impact of hard work. It's insane. And I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful. I'm scared. I'm blessed. I'm nervous. I'm reflective. It's just a weird place to be in. And if you've ever, you know, experienced imposter syndrome, let me know, man. Like, or what does it feel like for you? Or how did you overcome it? Because, you know, it's really a mental game. And, you know, mental health is so important. The way you feel and think about yourself can really sometimes override who you actually are. And I know that we can work hard for something, but when it actually comes, it's always scarier getting a yes than it is a no. It's always scarier getting a yes than it is a no. And I feel like I've been getting so many yeses lately. It's like, what happened to no's? And I'm thankful. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not saying this in a, you know, I'm saying this in the most humble way possible, because like, I really feel like an imposter low key, or I wouldn't be talking about it. But how did you all get over that? If you ever experienced, you know, imposter syndrome, how have you all ever been in a space that you knew you belong, but some way, somehow you feel like somebody can ask you a question or expose something that makes you feel like you shouldn't be there? You know, what is it? How do we get over it? Or how do I get over it? But I'm so thankful for everything that's coming my way. It's things I've prayed for, I work for, you know, and the craziest part about it for me is that, like I just said, I work for it. You know, I've prayed for it. I've been patient for it. I've, you know, manifested it, but when these things come to fruition, it still feels like, damn, yo, when is that, like, is this really happening? Like, can I really be the person that is doing? And yeah, man, it's here, you know? So it's really big that we you know, not only understand imposter syndrome, but we learn how to defeat it. And we got to know that this is all about us and what we work for and who we are and what we deserve and why we're here and what we can do. So really, like, when it hits, if you've ever felt it, just go deeper and deeper in your bag of confidence and deeper on the fact that you've worked for this moment. You've prayed for this moment. Because let me tell you, yo, when the mind get to going, I don't know if y'all watch, you know, the last episode, It's My Party, but like the mind can become an abyss.